The last two games, why are Eli and the big three receivers having so much trouble connecting? Just 41% completions the last two games combined.
It has been disappointing. You're absolutely right. And there's a wide variety of reasons for that. I think you can point to a good job that the defenses have done. You know, there's some talented teams with good scheme. I think secondly, when it comes down to from our standpoint, it always seems to be one little thing that's missing. There may be instances where we have real good protection and we've got route execution that's where we want it to be, and maybe we don't quite make the throw. Or maybe we have an excellent route and the protection, there's a little bit of a breakdown. Or maybe we have the protection, it's a great throw, but we're not where we need to be on the route. And then you throw on top of that some of the penalties and some of the a tackle for loss that comes in here or there, or certainly the turnovers. Those things have all combined, I think, to keep us really being where we want to be, to have that type of consistency.
Mike, in retrospect, I know Eli didn't play in two preseason games. Do you think in retrospect that may have gotten off to the slow start?
You know, I don't think so. That's a good point. I can see how that's something that you might take a look at. I think he is a veteran, and he did have a really good start to the season when you look at where he was at those first couple of games. And he, like the rest of our offense, has hit some rough patches here, particularly the past couple weeks. And I don't think that was necessarily a factor. I think it's just a combination of what you were talking about earlier, just who we're playing and some of the things that always seem to be one or two things that aren't quite in sync, if you will, as far as it's kept us from having that consistency.
When he gets in these slumps, do you let him work through it, or how hands-on are you?
Well, I think we're always taking a hard look at the video, the tape. Hey, what went wrong? Why did it go wrong? What are things that he, as the quarterback, has control over, and what are things of which he has no control? And you process it, and there's great dialogue. Obviously, we have a long history, and he speaks as freely, and I speak freely. And of course, you know, Coach Cignetti, Coach McAdoo, and we're all in there trying to solve the puzzle. And we come to conclusions. We look at how we can move forward, how we can make it better, if you will, and then we put it behind us. And so it's really, really a situation of after that Tuesday, really getting out of the mode of that previous opponent, other than just the lessons learned, to move forward to get ready for another great challenge, which is with Baltimore, obviously.
Mike, I have to ask this because I'm curious. I noticed this year you're not moving the receivers around as much. You're not moving Odell around as much. Do you feel that maybe defenses are kind of locking in on what you're doing and able to stop you, or is there something else at play?
Well, you know, there has been some movement, maybe not as much, maybe in terms of the number of times that Odell's in the slot, per se. You could probably, I wouldn't be able to give you the exact numbers, but if you were to quote or come up with a figure, probably more so last year than this year. I do think we have, particularly these past few weeks, and worked on some things to try to get him, not just as an outside receiver, but even some of the 3-by-1s, having him be the 3 receiver. So that's, it is important for a couple reasons. Obviously, as teams try to have a plan to take him away, to try to commit 2 defenders or skew their underneath coverage to him, the more we can try to give, you know, he's a great playmaker. We want to put the ball in his hands, so we do have to move him around. We have been working on some of that. It's something that I don't want to give away too much of the game plan or anything, but obviously it's a good point. It's something that we need to be aware of, and it really is predicated on trying to get him the football, but also how a reaction to how he's being covered, how we're being played.
Mike, the short week last week, did it hurt some installation maybe that you would have liked to do offensively, some different concepts as far as how you want to attack what Minnesota did to you, and then you couldn't do as much against Green Bay?
You know, that'd be making an excuse. You know, everyone has the short week, and it's obviously no one likes them. I don't know of any coaches, I should say, that like the short week. But everyone has to face it. You know, they had the short week to prepare for us as well. So we just, I think it really comes down to, it all starts with coaching. You know, we've got to do a better job from a preparation standpoint, making sure that we address the areas. You know, how can we solve a problem? Where are we weak? How can we get the ball in playmakers' hands and minimize our weaknesses, so to speak? And then also, how can we have a consistency in our execution? You know, we can't have, we take last Monday night, you know, we're down there, or Sunday night, excuse me. And we were down there in the red zone 4 times and only came away with 1 touchdown. You know, and it's a tackle for loss. It's a sack. So we're just trying to get that consistency. I think, you know, we feel confident enough with the plan that we had. Certainly there's always a few calls, a few things you'd love to have back. But putting it all together, it's just a combination of having the consistency in our execution, and wouldn't want to make that as an excuse. You know, we had enough time, we just have to do a better job.
Back to moving the receivers around, why is Victor played so little in the slot this season?
You know, I don't know if there's any a deliberate reason other than I think when you look at Sterling Shepard, he is very good in there. You know, all three guys can't play in there. You know, you got just room for one. Sterling has a knack, as Victor has a knack. And I think as he's continued to, you know, didn't have a whole lot of opportunities, as you recall, in preseason and trying to get him more involved, I think that it's definitely a good point. The more, given especially how teams, if there is more of a commitment to some variations of too high safety coverages, the more latitude we have, the versatility, I should say, to be able to move them around and have all three guys playing all three spots, and even in some four wide receiver sets, which we sprinkled in a little bit, having that type of versatility, it's going to help us.
Mike, last week you had some pretty direct things to say about cornerbacks who would try to get in inside Odell's head, and Jimmy Smith had some things to say, I believe it was yesterday, or about that if Odell tries anything after the play, he's going to, so there'll be a fight. And he was pretty direct about it.
I hadn't heard that. I know that Odell, I think, is in a really good place, and we're, our focus is just on the scheme in terms of what they do to us from a pressure standpoint, from a cover standpoint. And I know Jimmy Smith's a heck of a football player, a big physical guy, and the whole defense. I mean, this is a group, you know, I told our offense, you know, this is a team we're not as familiar with because they're in the AFC, but, you know, it's a tough team from a tough division, a tough mentality, tough culture. So, you know, we're excited about the challenge, you know, and it's something we're really looking forward to. Good to be back home.
Mike, how much of the running game struggles are a result of what other teams are doing versus what you guys are not doing?
You know, it's probably more so some of the things that we're not doing. And the reason I would say that is if a team has more of a too high configuration, you're ending up going to see more six-man boxes, which from a number standpoint ought to give us a little bit of an advantage. And you look at our most recent game, some of the runs or limitations of runs, I should say, you know, they did a great job, Green Bay that is, and we had a couple tackles for loss, but then you get into the flow of a game where it's hard to keep that type of a balance. I thought we had some good runs come out of there against Minnesota, but it really, I think, boils down to when there's not that extra defender and we have a numbers advantage, we just have to have a consistency as far as finishing our blocks and something very specific with our aiming points and the backs hitting it hard, and obviously more important than anything is making sure we don't turn it over.
Rashad said he did some work with the first team yesterday. Is he
He's coming along. We're keeping our fingers crossed. I know he's been chomping at the bit. He was really close last week, and we're really hoping he could have been there for us. Unfortunately, it didn't work out that he, you know, wasn't able to play, but excited he did more today, and so wait and see. Like I said, keep our fingers crossed. We'd love to have him back.
Is the running game struggles more about holes not being there, or more about you're relying on guys who, you know, are backups?
It's a combination, as I alluded to earlier. I mean, I think it really is. It boils down to at times there's always going to be one factor. Sometimes we set ourselves back because of a penalty or because of a, you know, the turnovers that then get us behind. So then we have to press, and we're not able to be patient and sticking with it. Other times it's not necessarily the best aiming point or hat placement or footwork from the line standpoint. Sometimes it's the back, sometimes it's the receivers, sometimes they got a little bit better call than we do. So it really is a variety of factors. I think you can't really pinpoint one specific area as to the why behind the running game might be where we want it to be.
There's been some talk this week about Eli, and now he's 35 years old. Has he kind of topped out? Do you think that maybe the suggestion is that he may be in decline? What's your take on that?
I don't think he's in decline at all. I think this is a consummate professional, a player that is a great leader, and his track record speaks for itself. And while there's some disappointment, I'm sure that he has, and a lot of people have, as far as the last game or the last couple games, I mean, there's no doubt there are some throws or decisions he might want to have back. Well, in the same way, there's situations from a coaching standpoint, things we'd like to have back. And the quarterback obviously is under the microscope, but there's a lot of reasons. It's not just a matter of the reason why he wasn't successful. I wouldn't put it all on him. I think he's looked great this week. He's focused. He's locked in. He's always going to prepare. And as you guys know, we've been covering him a while. I mean, he's going to be at his best when his best is needed, and we really are excited about where we're headed. Looking forward to getting back on the field, and have great confidence in what he's going to do for us this Sunday afternoon.